Kum lernen a blad gemara. So up to Samach Ches Amud Aleph. We are up to the Mishnah. We're talking here about sales. When you sell something, what actually are you including in that sale? So we're up to the Mishnah. If somebody sells a city, this whole concept of selling a city is hard to understand what exactly it was. We have it in Erevin. Private islands, you have private cities. Sorry?
What's the definition of a ir, the halakhic definition? It's a few houses.
There were chutz in a few houses, and there are movi, if you could say this, how big is an ir? We actually did, in Erevin, we had an Erevin there in the Samachs. It's a concept of ir shal yochid and ir shal rabim. So if somebody sells a city, what's included in the sale of a city? Mocha botim, he sells the houses that are in the city, the bayrais, the wells, the shichin, the mairis, everything. Merchatzois, the bathhouses, the shevachis, and the chick groups, beis habadin, the olive presses, ubeis hashalchin. And normally beis hashalchin means a field that needs irrigation because the standards there, Baal doesn't have rainwater. But that's not what it means here, because why should there be a difference what kind of field it is, whether it gets sold in the city? The Gemara will tell us. Avaloyes and metalton. Anything which is portable is not included because you want it, they'll take it with you. You're moving on, you'll take it with you. However, it was man she'omale, and we had this principle before. If you ever add a clause where it says, we, the chomash of teicha, the city and everything that's in therein, then I feel like iba behema vodim, even things which are remotely connected to the city. For example, animals, livestock, or avodim, servants, they're also included in the sale. Hadekula mechud comes along Shem Gamalil and he adds Hamoichid a seir. If you sell a city, you should know that also mochad he also sold a sanator or a sanator. We'll soon see what a sanator is. What in the world is a sanator? We'll soon see. Machleks amle rabacha bere rabavi rabashi shamat mina. From here, we can clearly see that you tell me when you sell a city, the slaves are not included unless you clearly delineate. That city and everything that's in there must be that Avda Kimetaltli. We had a big discussion about the Kamen of Yibayz and other places whether an Evid has a status of Metalt Nukarka. When it comes to selling an Evid, we have clearly in the Tatev, it's the Chalta Moslem Nechem Achrechem, Evid has an Nukarka. You buy an Evid Kesheshta Chazok, Gemara Kedushin told us. We're talking about when people frame their expressions and they say, you know, an Evid, how do people think of an Evid? Is a fixed asset? Or an Evid, a portable thing. How do they look at it? Physically, it moves around, but it's much more chashuv than just an ordinary thing. And there's a loyalty, there's a commitment, there's a relationship. Is avda kimetaltli dummy? Could he make karka dummy? Because if it's like karka, nizdavin agamasa, then why wouldn't it be sold together with the city in the first instance? Why do you have to add it on? Freddy Gemara Tzrik, Gemara asked back, well, Amai, what do you want to say? Avda kimetaltli dummy, avda metaltlin. Then Maya filu, then why does it say that if you say everything in it, even an evid, what is it different than any other metaltlin? Why is it different? You're saying that everything, all the metal are included.
As if you wouldn't think you're going to do it.
Yeah, why? Even never. Why is it never worse than other metal? No, boss. You can tell me. LMI is like, man, what do you tell me? Shine is a difference between metal or denied and metal to deny. The difference about metal and whether they're portable or not portable. So you want to say that even portable ones are included. No, so why can't we say by the same token? I feel the same after Kimikar Toy. I mean, an Evid has exactly the same thing as property. Why is it including the sale? Because shiny be mekakoi denied. Even though it's property, it's different because it moves around. So it has different dinim. Comes along of Shem Gamalil and he says, "Hamoichazi, you sell a city, mochad as a santa. You include in the sale the santa. What in the world is santa? We have a machlekes. My santa, hochad targim over here. We taich over here. Bar a person machvenisa who keeps on showing." He's like the surveyor. He's the guy, the town planner. He knows every single property, the boundaries of every single property. So he works, he comes along with it. He comes with the city because he's there to tell you where everything is. So machvinisa means literally in Gemara pointing. He's the guy who points everything out. So he shows where everything is. Okay. He's an Evid. He's an Evid that belongs to the city. But this is his job. So he's much more than just an ordinary Evid who's here to polish your shoes. He's here to service the city. So therefore he comes along with the city. Okay. Says the Gemara. And the Rishbam uses the words, ir below santa. A city cannot cope without having a town planner. Or a guy who knows, who knows everything what's going on in the town. Shimon ben Avtul Mesaymer.
If you say that any ordinary Evid is sold.
No, it's not sold. An Eved is Natzar unless you say Hu v'chol ma'asher
b'toichai. So if you sell
Hu b'chol ma'asher b'toichai,
the Santa is included also?
We're talking about here. What's Eshbag saying here? He's saying that when you sell a city, you sell the Santa. Don't do Hu v'chol ma'asher b'toichai. It's part of the sale. Comes along Shimon ben Avtumas and he says, no. You know, what's automatically part of the sale? A Santa? Bagi. The fields or that are outside the city but contiguous to the city. Till now, the Tanakhama holds only the inner fields inside the city. Comes along at Abshim Galil and he says, even Bagi, even those outside the city. Now, Mandom Bar Mechvish Amona says that the slave is sold Koshkin Bagi. What's closer to the city? The fields around it or a person? But a person. Of course, the fields around it is closer to the city. That's a city. City is land. So saying that a person is part of the sale, that's really a chiddush. So therefore, if I hold bagi, I don't hold shalchin, I don't hold this machvenisa. However, mando mar bagi, machvenisa loyim is davin. Mando machvenisa koshkin bagi. But if you hold a person, surely the bagi, surely the fields outside. Mando bagi, machvenisa loyim is davin. Sold. So in Gemara, tonight we learned in the Mishnah, beis habadi, it says in the Mishnah here, what's included in the sale? Ala presses, ubeis hashalchin. Savrua, now working on what shalchin is, we're going to come back to this santa, whether it means bagi or bar machvenisa. What does beis hashalchin mean? So for Savrua, we thought, my shalchin, what do you mean? Shalchin, bagi, fields. We thought shalchin doesn't mean fields that go with rainwater, because that's irrigation, it's irrelevant. It means the fields outside the city. That's what shalchin means, because sent away. Shalchin sounds like sent away. The chsiv is shalech maim al pnei chutzas, that you send water outside. So in other words, what's shalchin? Those fields outside the city included. So the Tanakhama comes along and says that shalchin, which are the fields out, which are the same thing as bagi, are included. So what's the Shimon Gamil coming to add? So it depends how you learn santa. It be shalei lemando bar mechvenisa, you're talking about including the person, the surveyor, whatever you call the planner, the norma, Tanakhama, bagi, mizdavna. So to me, the Tanakhama holds that only the fields are included. Bar mechvenisa loy mizdavna is not included. And then we understand. Also, I feel bar machmanisa nam is dam. He argues even that person there is also included. Okay, I understand. Alamando, I'm a baggy. One who said that means baggy, that means the field. Was the Tanakhama said with the shalchim, which means baggy. So what's the machlekes, or what's the shimgam adding to what the Tanakhama already said? Baggy, Tanakhama nami, hachikama. They're saying the same thing. Says the Gemara, no. Me sovereign, who told you? That my shalchim bagi, you decide that shalchim is bagi, the field outside the city, and then you have a problem. According to one who says that santa means bagi, you know what shalchim means? It means the gardens inside the city, not the fields with the gardens. Bagi loy my shalchim ginunaisa. Talk about gardens near the city. Now lechayde gardens are closer to the city than bagi. Are more directly linked to the city than bagi. Why? Because gardens, every house likes to have a garden. Everybody likes to take a stroll through the garden. So a garden is more necessary to the entire city than a field outside of the city. So the Tanakhama says the only thing that's included in the sale are shulchin, which are the gardens in the city and around the city. And, you know, the little parks to walk. Comes along at a shingle and says, no, not even the baggy, even the fields. So there we can learn both ways. My shalchim getting garden. How do I know? We define the pasuk that shalchim is garden. Shem says shalachayich pardes remoinim. I sent the orchard of a pomegranate. So we see that's like a garden. Avo bagi loim is davening. Stam fields are not sold. Also shem will mayim and I feel a bagi nami is davening. That even bagi are also sold. Empty does not mean that nothing growing there. It means no tvua. It means no tvua. But yeah, you can have trees and everything else. Gardens you can have. And the Torah is talking about the 48 cities of Lviv. Not saying how it is, how our city has to be structured. Ikidam and others say, Savrua, we thought, Mai Shalchin is another version, Pungfaket. We thought, what shalchin? This is the exact same Gemara as before, but the opposite way. We first thought that shalchin means ginus a garden. So bishlein mandam a bagi. Forget now; it makes sense. According to one that says bagi, that's the machlekes, because the machlekes is always one step ahead. So the Tanakhama says only garden included. Kavash Shmuel says no, not even the fields outside. But if you learn that it means the people, how does Abshim Gavil get from gardens to people? What about the fields outside? Doesn't even talk about it. Even the fields outside, fine. The person is showing it. Tanakama says gardens. And Hashem is coming, showing. Bar machnis showing a person. How can you jump? So the Gemara, answers exactly the opposite. My shalchin misav. You think that my shalchin give nice gardens? Loi. My shalchin badi. Shalchin means those fields outside. And Rashi Mugula says no. Even the people, even the survey. I don't know. It's probably the printer. Exactly. See, if it says v'shalech ma'im al pnei chutzes, he sends water across al pnei chutzes. So we see it means bagi avol bar machrisel, and it doesn't get sold. Also, you know, ma'im that feel bar machrisel. I mean, it's talking also the person. That's the machlekes. Tosh ma'kom. I bring a brayse about the santer. The Bible says santer ainu macher. This santer, whatever it is not sold. Ober an kumus is macher. But Ankumus is sold. Now, what's Ankumus? Ankumus is the scribe of the king. That his job is to write down the keep a cheshbon, a tally, how many fields there are, how many dwellers there are, and blah, 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 and for tax purposes. Keeps a record of everything. But Ankumus is sold, because he's even more vital than the Bar Machanisa. My love, now, Lucheda. Since we're making a contrast between Santa and Ankumus, Ankumus is the person, Lucheda Santa is also a person. Isn't that right to the person that said that Santa means the surveyor? My love, me Ankumus, Gavra, Santa, Nami Gavra, also a person. So do you want to meet the ear? Who told you? Okadisa. Why can't it be that a Santa is a field and Ankumus is a person? How can you say this? How can you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Santa means baggy and that baggy is not included? Laktani Sefer, it says in the Sefer the Braise, Avaloyim, Loy Shaida, that Shaida are not included. We'll soon see what Shaida is. V'loy ben oseh, not the suburbs are included. V'loy chorshin ha-muktzin lo, not the trees, the forest that are set aside for it. V'loy bibrinsh, and not the enclosures of chaye and oifers and dogim of animals and birds and fish. They're not including the sale. Amrina, we said my shadow. What do you mean left over? We said beasley. The famous beasley that you chips that you eat. This is it.
My beasley.
My beasley. Oh, what's this beasley? Why do we eat beasley? Omer Abba says, because piski. Piski means that they cut off. Baggy, the cut off fields. So Lechayda, it sounds to me, the only reason that is not sold is because these are baggy that are cut off from the city. Had they been contiguous to the city, they would be sold. So how can you tell me that Santa means baggy? And Rabbi Yehuda said that Santa is not sold when the very same Braisa said, but Shaida is not sold, which means Piski baggy is not sold. Cut off, detached baggies are not sold, but attached baggies are sold. Piski baggy, le mizdavna, ha baggy, asman is mizdavna, and you're right. Eifur, you're right. Let's swap it around. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Santa is mocher. That this baggy is sold. And kumus ain't mocher. That person, the tax collector, is not sold part of the city. Says the Gemara. But you want to say that if you hold that Santa is sold, you're trying to tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that Santa is sold. How can it be? There's another argument of Shimon ben Gamliel, but he does not agree with Shimon ben Gamliel. I mean, much as I'm Rabbi Yehuda kerashbag tefillah, how can he say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rashbag? But Rabbi Yehuda kerabbanis tefillah. I mean, in other areas, he holds like the rabbanon. The Tani it says, "Say for avoloi shayira, avoloi benoisa." Not the shayara, which is the piske bagi, nor the suburbs. Vila Rashbaga Omar Rashbag says, "Mocha rasi, you sell the city. Mocha benoisa, the suburbs are sold within it." The Tanya Amarchazi, if you sell a city, then Mocha the suburbs are not included. Rashbaga Imin Amarchazi, you sell a city, Mocha benoisa, then are included. So how can you tell me that Yehuda holds that if you sell a Santa, it's valid when he argues in Abshim Gilu, other respects, like, what's a big deal? Rabbi Yehuda Sovla Kavasi Bechad, the Polga Bechad. When it comes to Santa, he agrees. When it comes to the suburbs, he doesn't. Then the Mishnah said, V'lai Bibrin Shal Chai V'Shal Dogim, and enclosures of Chai Dogim is not sold. The Raminu has a question. Hoya Lai Bonais. Hoya Lai Bonais, Einim Kardas Imam. What about if he had the suburbs? They're not sold with it. Part of the city was like an island, but the island is considered part of the city. You go to San Diego, you know, you have an island right off San Diego, it's part of the city. You have a place called New York City. Manhattan is an island. Pretty much part of New York. Big island. Sold for $24. Imagine 4 years ago, the Indians sold it for $24. The Indians sold it to the Americans.
It's not, what's his name?
For $24?
No, didn't even give him money. Oh. No, you go and trick it.
Blankets and schmonces.
Oh, yeah. He had an island that was part of the city, or he had another part of the city, but it was not really connected. Because it's known by the name of the city, even though it's not connected, they're considered part of the sale. So, but says it clearly that Biblin enclosures are included in sale. So what are you telling me that enclosures are not included in our Mishnah? When says it is included. So when are enclosures, and it's a simple thing to say that, but I say argues in the Mishnah, but we'd rather avoid saying that. So like Kasher, it depends. Hard the Nagiyah, if the opening is Kahil Goy, is opening to the city, Hard the Nagiyah, Kahil Bar. Depends where the opening of these enclosures are. Are they into the city? Then it's part of the city. Are they these enclosures out of the city? Then they're not part of the city.
But Smalden is some kind of a frame.
Sorry?
Smalden is kind of some kind of a frame.
Malbin isn't, we haven't learned, Malbin is the next Gemara. Malbin is tomorrow's Gemara. Make sure you jumped ahead. That's tomorrow's Gemara. It's a frame for the door and for the window. Unless you want to learn tomorrow's Gemara now. You want to learn tomorrow's Gemara now? Because tomorrow we can't learn from Michal Meirich. Well, let's continue. Because there's a Haggadah Shir that I have to go here. I invited the guy to speak, so I have to hear him. Rabbi Barber is speaking tomorrow. Bahakotani, it says, V'loy es choshen hamuktsin la. It says that in the Mishnah does not include all those, the fires that are set aside for it. L'chayda should be included. Eima hamuktsin heimena. That it's open to the outside. If it's open to the city, then the taka is included. If it's open to the outside, it's not. Says the Mishnah, Hamoicher es asadeh, we're going through every single item of yourself. You sell a field, what's included? Mocher es avonim, it includes the stones, shem l'tzorcha, that are necessary for the field, that even though they're movable, portable, but if they're necessary for the field, I'll give two opinions later, whether the user has weights to hold down the tefuah, it shouldn't fly away before you go ahead and you do the zoira, you know, the winnowing, or it has something to do with you want to make a fence eventually. So they're necessary for the field, they're including the sale. As a kanim should be kedem, these are the support, we'll see later in the motor. They used to have reeds that supported, you look, if you go through any plant here in Australia, you'll see that the vines have things supporting the branch, because they don't want the vines sitting on the ground. They don't want to do whatever it is. It's up here, and they have supports, sticks that hold them up. These are the kanim. They use wires. Okay, so that holds them up. So they, in those days, they used to have these support reeds to hold them up. So these are necessary for the kedem, even though they're portable. Shehem l'tzorchoy, they're necessary for the vines. Vesatvua, and if you have any crops, shehem muchaber es lekarka, they're still growing. You know, you might already ask, if it's still growing, obviously it's part of the thing. But we're talking about a case where it's completely ready, still part of the sale. Veschitz as a kanim, if you have a little patch growing of reeds, as long as shehem chusim et beis roivel, less than the amount of land that you can plant 9 kavin, because if you can grow 9 kavin there, it's a chush of a patch of land, and those reeds would not be included in the sale. That's a shemeda, and a guardhouse she'ena, so you betit that's not cemented down, because if it's cemented down, it's part of if it's not cemented, so it's not choshev, therefore it's part of the ground. If it would have been cemented down, it's a house. It's a butke. It would not be considered part of the field, and if you didn't include that, if you didn't say stipulate you're selling it, it wouldn't be sold. That's achruv, and the carob tree, she'ena murki, didn't graft it. It seems the carob tree, when they get older, they used to graft it and make it much stronger. So because, and then have a shame for itself, because this is not that choshev, it's part of the field. There's psula zashikma, a sycamore tree that's young. Because once it's older, maybe we had it a few times where the roots grow very far, and it's very, very choshev, it would not be included in the sale. Avaloimach, what's not included in the sale is loyas avonim she'en l'tzorcha, not the stones that you don't need for it, which is always one step further removed from the one that's in the top, which is needed for it. Veloyas akanin shebekedin she'en l'tzorcha, you don't need it for the kedim. Veloyas atfuah shetlushim nekarka, not the grains that are cut off already. We'll see later what's the chiddush then. Bizman, however, when at the time, she'omalo, he said, he v'chom ma'ashe v'techei, that and everything that's included, harikulun mechudin, they're all included. Benkach, it's all included, because these are all, still have a connection to the field, and not that necessary, but there's still a connection. Benkach or benkach, whether this way, that way, loy mochar, he did not sell. Loy ez chitas hakanim, he does not sell, she basically, right, even if he says everything included, but if it's an area, patch, that you can plant 9 kavin, that's considered a very chosh of an area, it's not included in the sale, unless you clearly nominated it. V'loyes hashem meida, nor the guardhouse shehi asur yibatit, if it's cemented down. It's mamash, a building in its own right. You should have clearly stipulated it. V'loyes acharuv hamurkiv, it's that choshev, this box of tree that's grafted together. It's so choshev. V'loyes sadna shikma, nor an older sycamore tree. They're so choshev. You have to namadate them clearly. Otherwise, they're not included in the sale. Even if you said everything that's in the field, they would not be included. It comes from the Mishkan, Merge Cheshbon, how much you can grow.